Well, hello, hello, friends. Welcome to the Not Your Child Road Safety Show, a show dedicated to road safety, sprinkled with entrepreneurship, with a hospitality cherry on top. Thanks so much for joining me today. I'm your host, Julia Matthews, aka the Breathalyzer Girl, and owner of Not Your Child Corp, a Canadian company dedicated to, you guessed it, road safety. Check us out when you have a chance at notyourchild.com. Now, as usual, we'll start off our lovely day today with a couple feel-good songs to keep you company behind the wheel. And then we head right into our discussion section, move right back into some more feel-good music, and finally, as all good things come to an end, we close with our quote of the day. So what do you say? Stick around with me for a great show? Well, buckle up your seatbelts and let's dive into the Not Your Child Road Safety Show.
I got my first real six string, bought it at the Five and Dime, played it till my fingers bled. Was the summer of 69. Me and some guys from school had a band and we tried real hard. Jimmy quit, Jody got married. Should've known we'd never get far. Oh, and on the back now, the summer seemed to last forever. And if I had the choice, yeah, I'd always wanna be there. Those were the best days of my life.
Welcome, welcome, welcome today, my sweethearts. What shall we talk about today? Because, you know, you are my guest today. So,
I know. How about making sure you are in the right when asked to give a roadside breathalyzer or drug test? How about that? Yeah? Okay, so we'll dig right into it right after our musical selections. And here is another crazy classic, It Must Have Been Love. Ah, yes, by the Roxette. Ah, we've all been there, haven't we? It must have been love, but it's over now. Don't you touch that dial. We'll be right back. Friends, let's talk. You're not in trouble. So, you know, from time to time, we get some questions, right? About impaired driving at our booths and the laws governing, right? So, last week at an event, indiscretion, I will not say which event, but a conversation came up with one of the patrons at the event. And it was about refusing to take a roadside test when the police pulls you over, right? And I mean, this guy, he was adamant. I think he probably was over the limit. Anyhow, so of course he was telling us, you have the right. I mean, like everything flying from his mouth at this time. You have the right to this, and you have the right to that, and you have the right to refuse. It's your right to refuse taking a breath test if the cops pull you over, etc., etc., etc. Now listen, friends. How can I say this? Not because you have the right to do something means you should do it. Okay? Yeah. Not because you have the right to do something means you should do it. Especially if your goal is to get home or to get to where you're going. I mean, you must be going somewhere, right? That's why you're driving. Okay. Listen, I drive to clear my head too. Even if you're just driving to clear your head, listen, you are driving home. Okay? Anyhow, I digress. So, right, where was I? Okay, so, yeah, so the question, do you have the right to refuse a breathalyzer drug or drug test if the police pulls you over and the police demands one? Carl, yeah. You know, let's call him Carl. Let's call him Carl. He seems like a Carl. Carl stomped at me. He was like, yes, you can refuse it. You have the right. I said he stomped. Anyhow. He may as well have stomped at me. Anyhow, so that's what I have to tell you, okay? My dear sweethearts, the truth. Just in case you have a little Carl running around in your life, all right? So the short answer, friends, is no. Do not refuse the test. Do not refuse the sobriety test. Don't refuse the drug test. Don't refuse the breathalyzer test, okay? Don't. You may have the right, quote unquote, to refuse a test, but here at Not Your Child Corp, we will advise against it. And here's why. It is a criminal offense. Yes. It is actually a criminal offense to refuse a drug or breathalyzer test if the police asks you to take one. Okay? So, it would behoove you to not listen to Carl, okay? Don't listen to Carl and do not refuse to take the test, okay? Again, the police have the right. They have the right to ask, even demand you take the roadside test, okay? To find out if you've been driving inebriated. Don't listen to Carl. Okay, we'll be right back.
I'll be watching.
And we're back. So, yeah. So, we were just talking about why we shouldn't listen to Carl, a.k.a. Mr. Wrong and Strong. Now, listen, friends. I'm telling you this because I care. You're my sweetheart, remember? So, I say this to you with sweetness and with care. It really doesn't matter what you think. Okay, or what Carl thinks, for that matter. Listen, Carl said, oh, but if I was not speeding, what right does he have to pull me over? I wasn't breaking any road rules. Listen, it doesn't matter what you think, Carl. It doesn't matter. The police, they do not need a reason to ask you to take a breath test. And you will make your life much harder if you do refuse to take a breath test. Okay, listeners, don't listen to Carl. Now, listen, of course, they won't hogtie you and they won't force a breathalyzer in your mouth. Of course not. But you will be headed to the station. As again, I said, it is a criminal offense to refuse to take the test, drug or alcohol. Okay, now, if the police wants to test your roadside, again, they do not need a reason to ask you to take a breath test. And it is a criminal offense to refuse one, rights or not, just so that we are crystal clear here. Okay, now, if you are not able for any valid medical reason to not provide a breath test, and the police, they still have reasonable grounds to suspect that you were drinking or you're under some drug rules within the past 3 hours of driving, then you'll be required to give, guess what? A blood sample. You thought giving a breath test was so hard? Try giving a blood sample. And this is to determine your BAC. B-A-C. You remember? Blood alcohol concentration. Just like how we deal with breath alcohol concentration, your BRAC, this is your BAC, blood alcohol concentration. I guess calling it black wasn't a good idea. I can see how that could be problematic. Anyhow, where was I? Also, yeah, you more than likely will be asked by the officers to do a standardized field sobriety test, okay? It's up to the police. Now, if they have grounds to suspect that you've been drinking or doing any kind of drugs or you're inebriated, they'll ask you to, for instance, I don't know, stand on one leg. Yeah, I shouldn't say I don't know because I do know. Stand on one leg or walk in a straight line, etc., okay? And that test, it checks whether your ability to drive, it has been impaired. Okay, that's what it is. That's what the field sobriety test is, right? So, also, and if you refuse that too, guess what you get? That is a criminal offense. It still is a criminal offense. Okay, Carl? Right. So, again, just to hammer it at home, because you know we're thorough over here and not your child corp, refusing to take a breath test is a criminal offense. And you will most certainly be charged with refusing to comply with a police demand. You don't want that charge, friends. You don't want that charge. Okay, sweethearts, you don't. So, to avoid all of that and to be sure of your own BRAC, what do I say? Carry one of our breathalyzers. Right? Great. So go to notyourchild.com, invest in one of the multi-uses breathalyzers, the handhelds, or some of their single-use breathalyzers. They're both handy for friends as well, because the handheld ones, the multi-use ones, it comes with different mouthpieces so you can share with your friends. So in the event that you didn't arm yourself with one of our breathalyzers and you are blind, driving blind to your own BRAC, right, and you get pulled over, just your luck, because Murphy's Law is a thing. Regardless, please give the police a breath sample. All fun and jokes aside, if they ask for it, give it to them. Okay, and another thing, you know what? Another thing we should mention here, you don't have the right to talk to a lawyer before taking a roadside breath test, okay? They're not putting you under arrest. But you do not have the right to say, oh, I want to talk to my lawyer. Okay, make the police work harder than it is. Don't just make your life easy, okay? Just make it just non-incident, okay? Refusing to provide a breath sample is a criminal offense. If you refuse the police breath test, you will be charged with refusing to comply with a police demand, and you will have to go through the court system for the courts to decide whether you had a reasonable excuse for refusing. And just to remind you, you do not have the right to talk to a lawyer before doing a standardized field sobriety test, a breath test, or a drug test. Okay? Do not refuse it. Do not listen to Carl. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Michael Pincus. I'm known as the Grape Guy, and I wear many hats. I write the Winery Spotlight blog for Not Your Child. I produce this radio show, but what I mostly do is drink wine and write down my thoughts and reviews on my website, michaelpincuswinereview.com. I think what Julia and Not Your Child is doing is amazing, and what her company provides is so worthwhile. It's not about not drinking. It's about watching what you drink and being accountable. And check out my website at michaelpincuswinereview.com to see what you should be drinking. Cheers.
And here is another great hit. My sister used to say this about me. Here is, "She Drives Me Crazy." Ooh, ooh.
Stop the way I feel.
Get your handheld breathalyzer from notyourchild.com/driver safety or get one for a friend or a family member. And if you get it now, we will honor a free calibration for you in a year or whenever it needs to be calibrated, which will be in a year. Okay, we'll honor that for you. So as I said, your breathalyzers, they will last a long time. Long time if you take care of them and you calibrate them. And the thing is, with our breathalyzers, they will tell you when they need to be calibrated. So you just send it back and we'll do it for free for you and send it right back to you.
Well, you know what can be found me feel this way. Come on over and love me. You know I want you to stay. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Let's walk down to the preacher. Let's say, hey, I do. And then I know you want me. And you know I want you to. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. I don't want no other love. Maybe it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true.
Downtown, walking fast, faces pass and I'm homebound. Staring blankly ahead, just making my way through the crowd. And I need you, and I miss you, and now I wonder if I could fall into the sky. Do you think time went past me by? 'Cause you know I'd walk 1,000 miles if I can just see you tonight. There's always times like these when I think of you and I wonder if of me. 'Cause everything's so wrong and I don't belong living in your precious memory. Cause I need you and I miss you, and now I wonder if I could fall into the sky. Do you think time went past me by now? 'Cause you know I'd walk 1,000 miles if I can just see you tonight. Faces pass and I'm homebound. Staring blankly ahead, just making my way, making a way through the crowd. still need you, I still miss you. And now I wonder if I could fall into the sky. Do you think time would pass us by? 'Cause you know I'd walk a thousand miles if I could just see you. If I could fall into the sky, do you think time would pass me by? 'Cause you know I'd walk a thousand miles if I could just
seeing Not Your Child at some of your favorite events, keeping the fun going, and with some awesome prizes while keeping our community safe with our devices and free breath tests. So if you have any questions about alcohol consumption or other alcohol-related questions, come by our booth, pick up some breathalyzers, or get a free breath test. All our techs are knowledgeable, friendly, and love to answer all your BRAC questions. Come over and say hi. See you soon. Magic everywhere.
And friends, you know we like to wind it all down for you with the quote of the day. And today's quote comes from Mr. Alexis Carrel. And he says, "Man cannot remake himself without suffering, for he is both the marble and the sculptor." Huh. I like that one. Let's hear it again. Today's quote comes from Mr. Alexis Carrel, and he says, "Man cannot remake himself without suffering, for he is both the marble and the sculptor." End quote. Huh. I like that one, Mr. Alexis Carrel.
Well, thanks for joining us today, friends, on the Not Your Child Road Safety Show. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. Remember, head to notyourchild.com/radio show to submit any questions, comments, or shout outs you want us to address on the next show. Until then, friends, I hope you continue having a lovely day. And remember our golden rule: when you feel different, you drive different. Drive sober. Ciao.
Could feel the everlasting love coming through to my appeal. But now the time